The next item, item 18, public hearing, request to exempt licensed pound net fishermen located in the National Marine Fisheries Service modified pound net leader area from requirements to fish their pound nets or establish a complete system of nets and poles in order to renew their licenses or maintain their priority rights to such locations in 2007. Mr. Travelstead.
I think the title explains
pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
I think this is the...
That's why I read the whole thing.
I think this is the last time you'll probably hear a request from the pound net fishermen in the lower part of the bay because of the new federal rule that went in late this year satisfies their needs and will allow them now to fish. The unfortunate thing that occurred this year is that federal rule, which they appreciate, did not go into effect until well into the middle of the fishing season. And so they have had these economic impacts and asked for this exemption as a result. Just while I have you, on this, on a similar type of issue, we know that Ernesto affected a number of pound netters up in the Northern Neck area, and it would not surprise me if this time next year they're not here seeking an exemption from this provision. They suffered some very significant damage to a number of nets, and I think that's will possibly affect their ability to fish next year.
Well, the sooner we could document that, if we have ways of doing that, especially up in the Northern Neck, if we have any information pertaining to that, that would be consistent with Governor Kane's revamping of the executive order that deals with Mr. Grab's shop and the repair of structures caused by Tropical Storm Ernesto. So
I
think that would be, although one's fish and one's building, it's all part and parcel of the same idea of trying to make people's lives a little bit less difficult in the face of this terrible storm.
I think the local government up there is working with FEMA to describe those losses.
Whatever we get, we'd love to work with them. Because from what I've heard, some places up in the northern reaches were hit a lot harder than they were during Isabel. So whatever we can do to assist them in that, getting their lives back in order, I'd be glad to do that. Public hearing is now open pertaining to item number 18. I'm not going to read it again, unless somebody wants me to. Public hearing is now closed on item 18 pertaining to modified pound net leader areas. Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Tankard. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item pertains to oyster harvest. What I'd like to do is take about a 7-minute break because I think this is going to be an item that will take a little bit of time. So in order for us to all be back and be fresh, we'll be back in at 5 minutes after 2. I'd like to reconvene the Marine Resources Commission. The next item on the agenda, item number 19, public hearing to amend Regulation 4 BOC 20-7-2010 to establish specifications for the 2006-2007 oyster harvest season. Dr. Wilson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Do you want a long version, short?